is the Closing Market Podcast on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. On the phone with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group, wrapping up another day in the ag marketplace. Bill, what have we seen going on in the grain and livestock markets today?
Well, as often happens on Tuesday after a big rally Monday, you've got to turn around Tuesday taking profits. Corn down about 3.5. At one time, it was about a penny higher. Soy's down a dime. They were a couple cents higher early. Wheat is higher, up at 6.97, about 8 higher. It's been over $7. So, to be expected, kind of some, as I say, profit taking after yesterday's big up. Have to look at the wheat as the impressive market in the complex, the obvious upside leader. July wheat chart is very impressive. It took about 4 or 5 days for the market to break 50 cents from around $7 last week to 6.50. In 2 days, just a mere 2 days to get all that back to the seven, and actually up to the $7 mark. So a market that goes up faster than it goes down is an impressive market and speaks volumes. That's what we have in the wheat. The wheat is deriving its strength mostly from the dryness and the coldness in the Black Sea areas. Frost there have really hurt that crop, and it's been dry. There's been a drought there for a long time. In fact, global weather has underpinned all these markets, starting with the biggest thing is the drought in the Black Sea, historic flooding in Brazil, and flooding, some dryness in Australia, issues in Ukraine. It all supports the market on breaks. The other big thing is exports, as particularly in the case of corn market. The chart hasn't really responded like you think it would. I think it should. July corn down 3 today. Looking in the chart of the July corn, it's been in a sideways pattern between 450 and 475 for about 3 weeks now, in about the middle of the range right now. Today was a good export day for the corn. Today and yesterday, two flash sales this morning, 110,000 metric tons of corn to Spain, 113,000 metric tons of corn to Mexico. Yesterday, the inspections extremely good in corn, 1.2 million metric tons. That's the biggest thing in the markets today. A correction off yesterday's rally. Two biggest factors are global weather and exports. Also, the planting progress did come out yesterday. We're pretty much caught up, not behind anymore. The corn is 70% in. The average is 71 last week, 49. The big states, Illinois 67, India 54, Indiana, Iowa 78. Soys are also pretty well caught up. 52% planted last week is 35. The average is 49. Illinois 58, Indiana 49, and Iowa 61. That was pretty much all the information in the grains. The wheat authorities estimators over in Russia did lower the estimate of Russian wheat production down to 83.5 million metric tons. Russia is the biggest exporter of wheat. Their crop coming down like this. That's why wheat is up around $7. It's rallied a buck and a half in the last month. Livestock, another great day, a real dichotomy in the livestock. Cattle going up, hogs going down. Don't see that too often, but it's happening right now. Cattle up a $1.40. Impressive upside breakout. The market was in a congestion area for about 2.5 months between 179 and 172, the June cattle contract. The last 3 days, it's broken on the upside, a breakout of almost $4, mostly due to demand. What's been keeping the market range-bound has been higher weight cattle, but that's succumbing to really good demand in the Memorial Day weekend, the lower slaughter. Those two are overcoming the heavier weights, leading to the upside breakout. Cattle now only about $2 off the 2024 highs made back in April. Hog market has no friends. After a steep break in hogs that we thought would uncover some short covering, the hog market was unable to rally after an $11 break. It got to the halfway point of the $22 rally. It started in January 2nd, 50% retracement. Normally, you see a good rally from there. Last week, it was up from that level. About $3, could not hold, closed lower that day, and the market made new lows today. So just the problem, you'd think that the hogs would be helped a little bit by the cattle, but what's hurting the hogs is the exports. We used to sell a lot of hogs to China, especially a couple of years ago, not anymore. They're oversupplied over there, and that's hurt the market, keeping it under pressure.
All right, Bill, lots of great information today. For those of our listeners who would like to get in touch, learn more, and check out your newsletter, how can they do that?
630-947-5176. That'll be more at pricegroup.com. Check out my newsletter, Agmaster, www.pricegroup.com, the company website. Look at the bios of Jack Scoville and myself. We've both been there a long time. We'd love to help you out.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll go ahead and take a look at the closing market prices. July corn down 2.5 at 4.58 even. July soybeans down 11.75 at 12.36 and a quarter. July soybean meal down 180 at 372.30. July soybean oil down 51 cents at 45.81. Chicago wheat up 8.75 at 6.97.5. Kansas City hard red wheat up 4.75 at 7.01.5. Minneapolis spring wheat down 0.5 cent at 7.38.75. July oats down 3.75 at 3.62 even. On the Merc, June live cattle up 150 at 182.97. August feeders up 135 at 259.82. June lean hogs down 52 cents at 96.40. June pork cutout went unchanged at 103.50. And June Class 3 milk down 75 cents at 20.48. And that's been a check of the closing market prices. Thanks again to Bill Moore of Price Futures Group for joining us today here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. I'm Riley Smith.